Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin. We got Shippy in studio. And the entire world reacted, Kevin. Yeah. The entire world did. And it wasn't just the sports world. It was the community of everybody. And it was on Twitter. And if you got a chance to kind of check everything out yesterday, there were tributes from all sorts of people.
Paula, was that the biggest stop down death that you guys have seen?
We will talk about that in the next segment,
yeah.
Good sir.
Yeah, it was like Reese Witherspoon. I saw her, Barack Obama, Kareem, Luca.
Some of these things are weird. Like, who's sitting there thinking, but what does Reese Witherspoon think about Kobe?
Ellen.
Sweet.
Amari Stoudemire, Jimmy Kimmel, Scottie Pippen, Paula Abdul, John Legend. You know, the names go on and on. And, Kevin, I said this earlier to you today. I don't feel like it's selfish of us to put out our expressions of grief in those moments or our feelings about that on Twitter. I didn't. I put holy crap because that was my real-time feeling. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And that's all I put. And I think the world knew why. I mean, I think everybody knew why at that moment. But everybody had a thought about this yesterday. And there's just so much that goes into the life that he had. And that's why. Because he had a certain personality that people connected with. Kevin, I think what's amazing to see is how many people tweeted pictures of themselves with him. How many people he got chances to talk to, even for a few minutes. Our bosses, Gavin Spittle and Brian Purdy, I think do a good job of, if you've spent 5 minutes talking to them, you felt like it was a good 5 minutes and that you mattered.
Okay.
And I think that's something that I've always admired about those two guys, is that you feel like you walked away from it that you mattered. And I think that's something that a lot of people in what they've expressed so far felt about him. And when I say people, I'm talking about a lot of the superstars that he's had time to talk with. And I wonder if it's the same for the people that were in the Mamba Academy, if they felt the same way about it too. But Doc Rivers had to go coach a basketball game. And this is what he sounded like before the game.
I just don't have a lot to say. The news is just devastating to everybody who knew him, known him a long time. And, he means a lot to me, obviously. He was such a great opponent, you know. It's what you want in sports. He had that DNA that that very few athletes can ever have, you know, the Tiger Woods and the Michael Jordans. I mean, this is just shocking news for all of us. And sorry, I don't have a lot to say. I just can't. I have to go talk to a team before a game and tell them to play a game.
Wow.
Doc Rivers is one of the hardest coaches I've ever seen coach the game. And he was breaking down like that. Greg Popovich and the Toronto Raptors and the Spurs yesterday let the 24-second clock run out. This was Greg Popovich.
Appreciate you all letting the locker room be tonight. Everybody's pretty emotional about the tragedy with Kobe, and all of us know what a great player he was, but he went beyond great playing. He was a competitor that goes unmatched, and it's what made him as a player so attractive to everybody, that focus, that competitiveness, that will to win. And even more importantly than that, we all feel a deep sense of loss for what he meant to all of us in so many ways, and so many millions of people loved him for so many different reasons.
There, that's Greg Popovich saying right there, look, the players need a minute. You know, they all worked, they all played with him, they all respect. Some guys grew up wanting to be Kobe. Everybody out there, and we all know it, same thing. We've all shot a paper ball and screamed Kobe. We've all thrown something in the trash can and yelled it out.
Yeah.
Because we all, you know, that's how it is. I'm making my YOLO shot right now. The Tolo YOLO shot. And so, like, everybody had that feeling about him. And so he said, I'll take this on for you guys. Y'all take a break tonight from the media responsibilities. And because they needed it. You know, Manu Ginobili tweets out devastated. There are just so many people that don't know, didn't know where to start yesterday, Kevin. And today is the step to kind of to healing for a lot of people, because they're getting their chance to talk about it, realize that it's real.
I want to stop on that for just 1 second. That's a really interesting thing that you just said, because, like, part of me, I know it's real, or else what the hell are we doing today? You know, but it's still weird, because we have 3 different TVs here in our studio, and it is still odd to me to look up at the TV and see it say Kobe Bryant dies in helicopter crash at 41. Part of me can't totally fathom or understand that he's not alive anymore, and you'll never see like a new soundbite with him on something current or anything like that. It's just bizarre. I understand. I know that it's true, but I am also like kind of hard pressed to feel like this is actually real, even though we've talked about it for the past couple of hours.
Kobe Bryant was on with Jimmy Kimmel recently, Kevin, and he talked about his daughter, Gianna, who was on the helicopter with him. And this was, I love this comment.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does, for sure.
She does? Like,
I mean, this kid, man.
She's Wouldn't like, that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you got to have a boy. You and V got to have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oi, I got this. You know, boy, for that, I got this. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
I don't know if you saw the video of them playing basketball in his little workout room. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Check it out.
I saw that.
She's running his moves against him. Like they're barefoot in their little gym working together, and she's just drilling shots. She's doing the over the head, lean into the player to get space and create space and make the shot over the top of him.
Nice.
He also was talking about his helicopter on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh no.
I haven't heard this cut. Do I want to play this cut?
So I have a different cut. Where he's talking about why he got his helicopter, if you want to kind of hear that first.
Yeah, okay.
It kind
of
explains it, and it ties into Kobe and how much his family meant to him, and the helicopter played a big part in him being a family man.
But then traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic, and this thing just kept mounting, and I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. And, and that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you're not, you don't see your kids, man, you know? So, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in the car, like, I want that, right? So that would be my routine all
the
time.
So no nap, though, because you had no. No nap because you didn't have time for that.
If I was tired, I'd take a nap.
Yeah. Like,
So, and that right there, Kevin, you know, this is how the conversation went. You got John Altobelli, his wife, Carrie, their daughter, Alyssa. They were on the plane as well, or on the helicopter as well. Christina Mauser was on there as well. She was a girls basketball coach at a nearby private elementary school. And Sarah Chester and her daughter Peyton were also on there. And those people, this is how that conversation went. Hey, I know we're all kind of close. Y'all want to just ride the helicopter with me and we'll just go up to the academy. We'll go up to Mamba Academy for the event that we all have to be at today. That's exactly how that conversation went. And you know what? Most of everybody on that helicopter was super stoked that they were about to get on a helicopter with Kobe Bryant.
Sure.
Or that they were, hey, man, this is awesome. We get a chance to just, this is how quick it is. And that's why he did it. He did it because he wanted to be able to get there faster, be around the kids more often.
I appreciate efficiency.
Absolutely, we all do. It takes me an hour to get to work every morning. Every morning.
Yeah.
So I totally get that part of it. But those people all were lost today, and they leave behind family members too. And it's tough. It's heartbreaking for them. Now, Kevin, again, the world saw Kobe because he played in the Olympics too.
Yeah.
He was in the
world. Coach K even put something out about him.
Doc, Drew Brees, Mike Breen, Conor McGregor, Greg Popovich, Tiger, Jason Williams, every single one of them talk about how, and Dirk, Kobe had a different mentality. He was a fierce competitor. What he did was just different. And this is Carlos Boozer. He and Darren Williams were going up against the Lakers when they were with Utah, and they thought they had him. And this is what Carlos Boozer had to say about Kobe.
He's a nightmare to go against. Kobe was a nightmare to go against. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story. When we was in Utah, me and Darren Williams going up against the Lakers when they had Pau Gasol and Lamar Odom and those guys, we're as tight as series tied at 2-2, game 5 in L.A. We're up by 11. We think, yo, we get this game at halftime. We get this game 5, go back to Utah up 3-2. We got a chance to win the series and go on. Kobe has like 6 points at halftime, has 32 in the third quarter, shuts our dreams down. They win game 6 in Utah. After the game, he tells me and D. Will, you two young stars are amazing, but it's not your time yet. It's my time.
Wow.
And that, Kevin, I think is right there, like, why the respect. Even if you sports hated the guy, even if you felt a certain way about him, that's why you're seeing today the fan text has not stopped. Tolo's been texting in all day.
Yeah.
With different takes and different approaches. And just so many different people having their thoughts, questioning their own mortality, being involved in this conversation today. And then you see, like you said, three different TVs in here. All of them have a story on Kobe Bryant today.
Oh, even like, you know how much I nerd out into political talk radio. Like, there's a decent chance the decision is going to come down about whether or not the president gets impeached this week. But it was like, well, the presidential defense continues today, but also the death of Kobe Bryant. And you're like, that's how big of a story it is. It had almost equal footing on whether or not the president would still be the president. And like, putting aside all politics and what we all think is likely to happen, like, that's still a ginormous story that would impact everybody in the country. And it's essentially on equal footing with the death of Kobe Bryant today.
Well, and I mean, to be honest, Kevin, like, that isn't that a guy that spent as much time with us in Kobe Bryant? Even more time with us in the limelight than any of the presidents at all.
Far more. There is, like, unless you're like work in politics or a political scientist or something like that, I don't care. Pick whoever your favorite president is. Is it Reagan? Is it either one of the Bushes? Is it Obama? Is it Clinton? Is it Carter? Is it Ford? Is
I liked
it
Hoover.
Nixon? Is it LBJ? I don't know how old our audience is. Is it Eisenhower? Like, you could pick whatever president that has existed in your lifetime. Did any of them mean as much to you as Roger did, or Troy, or Dirk, or any of those people? No.
Probably should have.
I mean, that's a different conversation, and that might have to be a podcast topic. But no, no, no.
Here is Dirk Nowitzki asked who's the hardest player to guard.
Kobe, we tried everything. He was just, you couldn't stop him. He was
full on Kobe mode,
unguardable.
Yeah.
So one time we kind of had him in the corner, and the shot clock was going down, and it was right in front of our bench. Somebody played him from the top side, so he couldn't turn around over his left shoulder to shoot with the right. So he kind of like stuck there. He sees the shot clock, and just turns around, shoots it with the left, draws three-pointer from the corner, and we're all like, "What?" I mean, it's just. His skill level was unbelievable. There was not one shot that he didn't have in his repertoire. So to me, In my 20 years, he was probably the best offensive player or best player I've seen and faced.
I mean,
it's Dirk telling you that.
Yeah, like if you're here to tell me that Kobe is the best offensive player of the last generation, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure.
This is interesting from the 240. I'm glad Kobe was more humble after his Achilles injury. That humbled him and made him more likable. I do think that he took a different approach to life after that. I really do.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm really fascinated. The Autoflex Leasing Fan text 877-881-1053. What the feedback is going to be and what the names are going to be for this. Is this the most shocking death, sports death of your lifetime? And if not Kobe, then who? We'll talk about that next right here on The Fan. But before we get to that, something that's probably not shocking to you, even with a new year, is your bills. You know what your bills are. You know the money you have. If it's been a negative situation now, if it's been a negative situation for a while, and you don't know how to dig yourself out of that negative situation, the first step, it can be a humbling step, but it's a vitally important one. Go to DallasTexasLegal.com or call Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS.
If the endless phone calls from credit card companies, debt collection agencies just won't stop and you find yourself laying awake at night and wondering how can you ever dig yourself out from under all of this debt, one call to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS can end all of that. Don't talk to an out-of-state debt consolidation firm. Talk to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. He's a passionate sports fan. He's local, and he's one of us, and he can help. Call Mark now, 1-800-LAWYERS or DallasTexasLegal.com. Is this the most shocking sports death that you know of? 877-881-1053. We have we've experienced a lot of losses,
yeah.
In our time. But I think there are a lot of people right now that are shook by this, and I mean, understandably so. But we started kind of thinking of why, and like not the psychology of why we feel the way we feel. You start to reflect and analyze what you're thinking and what you're feeling and how you're going through things. And when I see thousands of people standing outside of the Staples Center, dropping off flowers. And yeah. You saw the story about the guy that said he went to pick up some flowers at a florist, and they said, he said purple. And he said, how much do I owe you? And he said, this is for Kobe. And so they didn't even charge him for the flowers because they knew that's what LA was. When you see that many people affected, that's one of the reasons you don't. And Shippy just said this a few minutes ago. This isn't something that you sat there and thought, oh, how am I going to feel when Kobe passes away? Because A,
sure,
we've watched Dr. J live and do his thing. He's still in commercials. We see Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic freaking Johnson still going strong. And we saw all these legends continue to be legends. And Kobe didn't. He just thought he was going to have that natural progression of being able to continue to be the legend. So this is shocking because it happened so abruptly and unexpectedly.
From the 972, I think Steve McNair and Sean Taylor are just as big. So the Steve McNair thing I thought was particularly shocking given the circumstances. It's weird. It's going to be weird to compare some of these, but I guess that is the entire point of the segment. Because, like, those names weren't as big in their sport. Like, I know Steve McNair won an MVP, but, I mean, it was freaking Kobe. You know, like, they're surely one of the, you know, most well-known basketball names of all time. I already saw multiple people text this in, which I was kind of surprised about, from the 469 and from the 972. Oh, then also from the 817. And it's Chris Benoit, and I know some people might not like that because they don't think wrestling is a sport, but fair enough. It was like sort of in the purview of sports. I remember how stunning that was over the span of 24 hours because it went from he no-showed a pay-per-view to the next morning you found out he was dead. They did a tribute on him that night on Monday Night Raw, and then the next morning you found out that it really looked like he committed suicide after he murdered his wife and little boy who had some mental difficulties. And, like, that rocked my world so hard because that was something I like. Like, I like professional wrestling, and that was a big deal in professional wrestling because he was one of the top guys. And then you found out that he murdered his wife and son. You're like, what the hell? So, man, that might be at the top of the list for me. But, I mean, I know that's going to bother a lot of people. And then the other one that I definitely thought of from the 972 is Pat Tillman. Because, you know, remember Pat Tillman, not a gigantic name in the world of NFL, but, you know, he quit the NFL after 9/11, joined the military, went overseas, and he got killed. And so that was pretty shocking just because of his story. And then when you found out that he got killed by friendly fire, I think in that case, in the Benoit case, in the Steve McNair case, the details surrounding their death made it an even bigger deal. While the Kobe thing is obviously just insane because he was so young and he had his daughter with him and, oh, so sad.
From the 254, Kobe was a transcendent athlete who crossed into several different genres worldwide. We discussed,
you won an Oscar!
Yeah, we discussed that, Kevin, in that, you know, my kid's piano teacher posted a video of him playing Moonlight Sonata, you know, with a string quartet. He spoke several languages. He basically took LeBron under his wing. And actually, let's go to cut 17 real quick. Cut 17 of LeBron on Kobe talking about the dream team.
We take it down to 2008 where we become the redeem team. And it was a dream come true for me to be able to line up alongside of him. Just admiring him for so many years and him seeing him from afar and then being able to be in practices with him and you know, me watching and learning, so on. I mean, it's just too much. It's just too much. The story is just too much. It doesn't make sense. And just to make a long story short, now I'm here in the Lakers uniform in Philadelphia, where he's from, where I wanted the first time I ever met him, gave me his shoes. He won All-Star Week. It's surreal. It doesn't make no sense, but the universe just puts things in your life and when you, I guess when you live in the right way or you just giving everything to whatever you're doing, things happen organically and it's not supposed to make sense, but it just happens.
That was after LeBron passed Kobe on the all-time scoring list in Philadelphia. He talks and expresses for a long time about, you know, he went on and on. There was about 5 minutes of conversation there. And, you know, that night, the last tweet that Kobe sent out was continuing to move the game forward at King James. Much respect, my brother. Strong arm, hashtag 33644. And that's the last tweet he sent was to the guy that nobody had talked about anybody being compared to MJ until Kobe did what he did. And then there was nobody else until LeBron. And those three stand out as the GOATs of the sport. And a lot of people didn't give Kobe that same respect because you just mimicked MJ. You didn't come up with anything new. He added some new twists, but he lacked some things and did a couple of different things, but he was the same. He was like a reincarnation of him. But that's the respect globally that even the biggest names in sports love the guy. Kevin, we talk about shocking when it comes to this. I didn't experience it, but for me, I don't think there can be another level of shock this high as Owen Hart.
Oh my God! Like, oh man, so. It's unfortunate that it was in wrestling too, because you think it's all, it's not real. And so they came back and said, it is our unfortunate job to tell you that Owen Hart has died. And like, you're just sitting there and the two commentators say that and you're like, wait, what? That's not real. Like, I thought it was part of the show. Me and my friends watching thought it was part of the show. And this is like, the internet was around, but it wasn't like so Twitter-centric where I could have pulled up Twitter and like 50 people from the arena would have posted a picture or whatever and be like, oh my God. And so then I just thought it was part of a bit they were doing or an angle they were doing. And then it was on the news. I was like, what the hell? And so I was talking about this with some people yesterday, and this person from the 817 said exactly what I thought immediately. Is this the most shocking pop culture death since John Lennon? Because somebody had died like at such a young age. And then somebody brought up, it's not sports, but I remember the Space Shuttle Challenger. Man, because I remember that because I was a kid when that happened. And that was one of the things that it felt like stopped the world too. But one athlete that we haven't really mentioned that I've seen a ton of people, and this might be the best comparison, is Dale Earnhardt Sr.
And the reason I think you're right on the best comparison is Dale was at the tail end of his career.
Sure.
You know, like he'd passed it and he was trying to pass it on to his son. He was still competing. And you know what? He was still the intimidator. But nobody expected that he'd get in the car that day and then run into a wall in a wreck that didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
And die. You know, so yes, when it came to shock, that was one that just like everybody was like, hold on, what? How? And I remember, Kevin, we don't have social media then the same way.
Yeah.
And the way that thing permeated and got out, you know, the way that it got to everybody, I was surprised at how quickly. And I saw my grandfather was a huge NASCAR fan, and he was torn up about it because Dale Earnhardt was his guy. But yeah, you're right. This is a guy that was at the top of his game and as good. The best of his sport at some point.
Sure.
And that was it right there for him. And then all of a sudden, he's gone. Somebody said Yordano Ventura. Now, you and I, you know, we got to see him potentially pitch a no-hitter in a spring training game. We got all excited about it. And so we were tracking his career beyond that because the kid had electric stuff. I'm not quite the same. Like, I was shocked. I was definitely shocked because of how it went down in a wreck somewhere else. And I think, did we ever find out, was it because of his doing as well?
I don't, because there's some really shady stuff about that. I actually don't recall.
But he was so young still that it wasn't on the scale that it's on. Somebody brings up pop culture, Kevin, Kurt Cobain. And whatever you say, that shook an entire community of people, rock fans, grunge rock fans, Tupac. That was a shocking one.
And I think if you include the pop culture stuff, then the one that immediately jumps to my mind is Michael Jackson. Because I remember, even though he hadn't like been as much in the public eye for a while, I remember how everybody stopped down and freaked out about Michael Jackson.
That was the one for me before Kobe that was definitely the most impactful and like the biggest death in my lifetime. But I think Kobe is like fully surpassed that, because for me, so I'm 29, and growing up, I don't remember seeing Michael Jordan's best days. You know, I saw Michael Jordan as a wizard.
Yeah.
You know? And so for me, not in terms of like, hey, who's the GOAT? Who's this? All those, you know, those topics, those debates. For me, Kobe was my Jordan, because he was the dude that was the face of the NBA for my growing up, you know. He was the guy that everybody was trying to beat. And then LeBron, for me, has kind of bridged that gap to now whoever's the next. Hopefully Luka.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, like, for me, I don't remember seeing Michael Jordan dominate. I remember seeing Kobe dominate the Mavericks. And I remember whenever the Lakers would play the Mavericks, I remember hating Kobe because he was so good, but I loved to watch him play.
It's Kevin, the scale is almost incalculable of how many people were affected by him. And that's where it all comes down to. And that's where the shock is with everybody, and that's why everybody's sitting the way that they are today. And that, again, listen, what this is a very small thing. In high school, I remember having a really close friend of mine got into a wreck and died. And it was the first time I'd ever experienced anything like that. And I went to not even a memorial service. We went to the site, and there were at least 200 of our high school friends there.
Wow.
All sharing stories about it. And I think everybody out there that's listening today, you could see it on the fan text all day today. Everybody has a story that's different or a little different, but they are all connected in some way. And that's one of the reasons that like I got value in that day, because I got to hear other people's stories about him. I got to hear things I'd never heard. And then I got to share my experience too, and it was cathartic for me. And hopefully today a lot of our Tolos are getting that experience, that opportunity. Because, man, these worlds, these times are stressful. They're not easy. And a lot of weight is on our shoulders in life here.
Less than it used to be, though.
Really?
For you and I.
Oh, not that kind of weight, Kevin.
Gotcha.
But a lot of weight is on our shoulders for to carry a lot of stress with us. And so I hope we get a chance to provide that for you today.
There could be another potential stress reliever. What if you won $1,000?
Boom!
Text BONK. That's B-U-N-K, BONK, to 72881 every single weekday, every single hour on our show. Your opportunity to win $1,000. Text the word BONK to 72881. Coming up next, it's time for Super Bowl Soup, my favorite bet in the history of the Super Bowl. Talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we have an interview with, actually it looks like we got Coach Fossil and I believe Coach Mike Nolan and maybe even Adam Henry. So we got a couple of things we can get to in just a few minutes, Kevin. But before we do, these numbers were just kind of a little eerie. I wanted to throw these numbers out to you. Not the ones I just gave you in the break, because those are wrong.
Wish you would have heard that ridiculous.
Trae Young yesterday, 45 points on 24 shots.
Amazing.
Devin Booker, 36 points on 24 shots. Both of them 24 shots. Young players that both loved Kobe. 45 plus 36, by the way, is 81. The last person to score 81 points.
I believe only the second person in the history of the NBA to score that many points in a game.
Yeah. And Trae Young had 13 field goals. Devin Booker had 11.
Oh, that's 24.
That's 24.
Wow. Now listen to this, too.
Hold on, real quick. Trae Young had 6 rebounds. Devin Booker had 2.
So that's 8? Wow.
Kobe was also number 8 in addition
to They freaking coordinate that? How the hell did that happen?
It's just eerie.
That's amazing.
And maybe just like Scorigami, Kevin, like maybe it's just random that happened. It's just weird.
That's
amazing. And numbers are weird sometimes. Shippy?
Yeah, no, there's more to the Trae Young thing, too. He had shot 81% from the free throw line. He had 5 assists, which obviously Kobe had 5 rings, and then he had 14 assists, actually, I'm sorry, which was Giannis's age. Which is like, the numbers were crazy, and like that stuff gives me chills.
Yeah, man.
Absolute chills.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Wild stuff right there. And from the 361, let Corey say the word of the day. They don't want Kevin to say it anymore. I like that Kevin doesn't, because I don't want to tell you why. All right. But right now, let's go. Let's go and check out
hurts my feelings.
Some of Kevin's favorite food. It is Super Bowl soup.
And we start with, man, I got to tell you right now, I'm going to have all kinds of fun Super Bowl facts for you as the week goes along. But nothing will be better than this Super Bowl bet right here. What if I told you I could get you 100-1 odds on a Super Bowl thing that absolutely has precedent of happening before?
All right, let's do it. How much do I have to bet?
Well, how much do you want to make?
Life savings.
Ooh, okay. So $58.
Plus 12. Okay,
I'll give you $2.
Plus 12.
Okay. So you got $70.
Yep.
You could win $7,000. Who's the Who's the coach of the San Francisco 49ers?
That would be Kyle Shanahan.
That's right, Corey. Is this the first time Kyle Shanahan has appeared as some sort of coach in a Super Bowl?
No, it's not.
What happened the last time he was in the Super Bowl as some sort of coach?
They blew a 28-3 lead.
That is correct. With the Atlanta Falcons, you can bet on whether or not the San Francisco 49ers will blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl and get 100-1 odds on your money. I think this is no BS, a smart bet. for 100-1. Like, I'm not saying you win, but you toss down $5. You toss down $1. Think about it. The Kansas City Chiefs have fallen behind by 10 points or more in both of their playoff games thus far. And guess what? They won both of them. So the idea that it is inconceivable that this could happen again is ridiculous. 100-1 on your money.
I will say this, Kevin. 1053thefan.com has a story that I retweeted today that suggests that there are multiple people and NFL execs that believe this is going to be a blowout Super Bowl. I am the first person to have said that recently. You actually were shocked that I even said that. I don't know if they meant
in favor of.
They didn't say. Actually, I think they said the Chiefs.
Do you want me to go and tip you off about who's actually going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's going to ruin your excitement for the week because you already know who's going to win.
Don't spoil it.
Are you even going to watch on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your radios on. You just might need to turn them down. I'm going to tell you right now who's going to win. Just keep in mind, I warned you what's going to happen. So check this out. The San Francisco 49ers have an NFL high 57 sacks this season, including the playoffs. They're the seventh team in the last 15 seasons to enter the Super Bowl with more than 55 sacks.
Wow.
Guess what the last six have done? Every single one of them has won.
Oh, really?
So, if you believe the San Francisco 49ers' oppressive pass rush or oppressive pressure defense in general will be the difference, history says you're 100% right about that.
Well, the right tackle for the Chiefs in 90 pass attempts has only given up one pressure in the playoffs. So that something's got to give there. The offensive line's been pretty good for the Chiefs. So
history says it's all crumbling now.
That's a really cool stat, man.
Jimmy Garoppolo and Pat Mahomes are pretending like they're best friends right now.
Ooh, hold on, Kevin. From the 972, there's really only one way to solve it. Battle of the Beasts.
Ooh.
I feel like we'll have to get into that later this week, though.
Yeah, I feel like the time frame for all of them,
yeah,
the Chiefs and the 49ers, were fairly on brand.
Who won there?
No. Never mind.
Gold Rush.
From the 469, those last six didn't play Pat Mahomes, though. That's
right.
A fair point.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
That is a very, very fair point. Now, we told you, hold on. I don't think we should do that. So,
I like the idea, though.
Do what?
Perhaps. I mean, this makes sense. So Jimmy Garoppolo is saying how awesome he thinks Pat Mahomes is. Well, I mean, like, outside of football. Because in 2018, remember we told you last week, Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he said after the game, Pat Mahomes checked on him. And he goes, I didn't even know Pat at the time. For him to come out of his way after the game, wish me luck and everything, just a real class act. The guy is awesome on the field, off the field. He does it all.
Yeah, it was a good long con because now you like the guy and you don't want him to lose.
Oh.
So, yeah, there you go. A good long con. You want people to think you're a good guy so that whenever you beat them, they feel okay about it.
Not so much.
Nah, you can still be a good guy at the same time. You just want them to feel okay about losing to you.
Okay. Did you know that the Hunt family is going to host a Super Bowl party of approximately 2,000 people? Norma Hunt has attended every single Super Bowl. This time.
Since the first one?
Yes, all of them.
All right.
So, I mean, keep in mind, and I've got more information.
They were in the first one.
Yeah, that is true. But I also, did you know that they were like responsible for the naming of the Super Bowl?
Interesting.
I've got more for you about that in just one second. You're going to love this story. It's awesome.
That's super.
Okay, relax. It's not that great. So, Norma Hunt has been to every Super Bowl. The chief VP of communications, Ted Cruz, spelled differently, but considering they're going to be rolling their boat up there, that's kind of awesome. Probably more likable. Said, quote, the Hunt family is hosting close to 2,000 staff, friends, and family in Miami for the Super Bowl. What is the most amount of people you've ever had at a party you were at?
that like I hosted or just or any party I've been
you went to.
I've seen some parties Shippy's been to on Instagram.
You weren't there.
But I wasn't there, but Shippy's been to some big parties.
Are you sure you weren't there?
I'll say maybe like 200 or 300 people.
Okay. So they're going to have 2,000 people.
Wow.
Let's go back.
And you're going to talk to all of them, I bet.
I mean, you're in the Super Bowl, so yeah. If I wasn't, I'd be like,
can't talk to 2,000 people, Kevin.
Whatever. You tried
to do. I tried.
And how many people did you handshake?
I got 1,053.
Okay. And you weren't even motivated by, you were just trying to do a good job. They're motivated by they're going to win the Super Bowl. All those people are going to come to them. All right? I own this team and this party. You're coming to me.
Wow. Elitist.
I mean, yeah, you're damn right. If I owned an NFL football team, I would be an elitist. All right, let's go back to Lamar Hunt. So Lamar Hunt helped invent the name Super Bowl. And it was because
Can you dump that? He needs to say big game.
Oh, okay. No, it was based on two things. You go back to the summer of 1966. They were working on plans for this game and plans eventually for the merger. Did you know that the Super Bowl wasn't actually really called the Super Bowl until Super Bowl III?
What?
The first two were called the AFL-NFL Championship Game.
That's stupid.
It is. Do you want to know what's also stupid? Did you know two different networks broadcast at the same time the first one? Because nobody cared.
And we don't even have like full footage of the entire first Super Bowl.
I think there were only three networks. And CBS was like, we're going to broadcast. And NBC is like, we will too. And CBS said, all right, I don't care. Because nobody cared.
Somebody said the actual first name was supposed to be Super Bowl.
Aha. So, not true.
Okay.
However, here's how that comes along. So, the Hunt family, they loved college bowl games. Lamar himself had been to at least 30 Cotton Bowls by the time 1966 rolled around. So he told everyone it needs to be something bowl because that's what the college game did. And so that's what we need to do. And for Christmas that year, one of the gifts his son had gotten must have been lean times at the Hunt family because they spent all their money in the Chiefs. Was a Super Bowl. And so he just threw out the combination of those two things. And he's just randomly like, well, yeah, and then we'll play the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And people were like, yeah, okay.
Wow.
And that's just how it was.
And just like Superman, you know, like Superman's the greatest hero of all time in comic books.
Questionable.
Everybody loves Superman. Everybody loves the Super Bowl. It's the ultimate marketing opportunity. It's amazing. So, wow, that's... And Lamar Hunt just was like, Super Bowl.
And he told his son, because his son said, my dad later told me it was probably those Super Bowls bouncing around the house that stuck in my head, and I just put the two terms together. So he just goes, how about Super Bowl? And everyone was like, sounds good. And then they eventually adopted it by the third Super Bowl, which is when it actually started becoming the Super Bowl. Because the first one, like, you'll find some people who use the terminology, but it was officially called the AFL-NFL Championship Game.
Are you glad you didn't let the college football committee put this name together?
Yeah, they would have spent a lot of money to make it happen like that, which is, that's the dumbest story ever.
The college football playoff.
Yeah, in
the
case
National
you've
football
ever
League
missed it.
Championship.
Yeah, they spent $60,000 on that. $60,000 to come up with that. Are you kidding me? Here's what actually happened. Some guy woke up and was like, oh my God, the presentation is today? We're going to call it the college football championship. It's genius. Give this man a raise. Now, here might be a reason. I already told you why the 49ers are definitely going to win. Here's a reason that 49ers are definitely going to lose.
So people are furious about me saying Superman is the best superhero.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm against that.
All the Batman fans are just so
mad. Yeah, give me
so
Batman
mad.
All Batman. Day oh, long. Yes. I already told you why the 49ers are definitely going to win. Here's why they're definitely going to lose. They were the last undefeated team. So they're going to lose. So says history in the NFL. No team that was the last undefeated team has won the Super Bowl since the Colts in 2006. It has been 13 years since the last undefeated team ended up winning the Super Bowl.
I do remember the Rams were undefeated for like 7-8 games or something like that in 99 when they won the Super Bowl.
But that would be before.
But that was before. So, but this, that's a weird stat.
Yeah, so obviously like the Patriots came the closest to breaking it because they were undefeated all the way into the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And then they lost. And so the Patriots also started 8-0, but they lost on a week when they played Sunday and the 49ers played Monday.
Oh, wow.
So the 49ers officially the last undefeated team, which means history says they will lose this game.
I want to see next season every team start off 1-1. So that we, like, the last, it, nobody will know who the last one was.
I don't know if that would be statistically possible based on the teams that play each, like, how the structure of the schedule
fine,
goes.
Fine, Kevin.
But that would be really awesome.
Okay.
But then it would come down to that Monday night game. Whoever lost in the Monday night game.
They would be the last one.
They're the last ones. And you're like, well, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we've talked all day about the various ins and outs about Kobe Bryant. Been fantastic on the fan text. Now is your chance to be fantastic on the air. Call in. We're talking all things Kobe. This is your chance to hear your voice. 877-881-1053. Call in now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.